our IT and gadget guru. He's got a great website, techguide.com.au, and he's a tragic Rabbitohs fan as well. Stephen Fenwick's on the line. Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Richard. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. Good. Look, the more that's revealed about this Optus hack, the stranger it seems to become. But apparently, they weren't geniuses that hacked Optus, apparently.
Well, yeah, it depends on who you talk to about that. Optus claimed that this was a pretty sophisticated attack. I have heard from another security expert who says they exploited an API, which is an application protocol interface. Basically, it's a bit of code that can allow you to see things from one system on another system. So it's like a gateway. And basically what he says is that API called the data, which obviously usually has security on it. They call on that API, allow them to access anyone's data. So they found this weakness and exploited it. But the latest we're hearing is that the hacker is now releasing 10,000 records a day until they get this $1 million ransom to give back the data. But how much can you trust a cyber criminal? Who's to say that they haven't already cashed in on this stuff?
Well, exactly. And look, we heard over the weekend and yesterday that the Australian Federal Police were monitoring the dark web, looking for people selling this data. It's a hot commodity, isn't it, on the dark web, data?
It is, absolutely. The dark web's where all this stuff is bought and sold. That's the underground marketplace for this. And there are, I use Norton 360 security software, and that already has dark web monitoring. So if your data appears on the dark web, it'll tell you. So that's just another layer of protection. But the thing that, if you're an Optus customer, the one thing I reckon you need to do urgently is to have, if you don't already have this, two-factor authentication on your account, on any account you have. So basically, you got your password, that's factor number one. Factor number two is the code they send you when you log in. So that even if the hacker's got your password, they don't have your mobile phone in their hand either, so they can't complete the login. So that's really important to have that two-factor authentication. The Optus website, Optus's app, there's even numbers you can call if you're an Optus customer. Customers should have received emails without any links, just with information and phone numbers that customers can call if they need help with this. They've also agreed to pay for the next 12 months credit report, so that anyone whose information is being used, that it will come up in these credit reports. If someone's using your identity to take out a credit card or a loan, these credit reports that Optus is going to pay for the next year, should be the next 5 years, we'll keep an eye on it.
Do you think that it's been an adequate response from Optus, Stephen, given that you are a customer?
Mate, it took them a few days to contact me, and I only just last night got my personalised, "Dear Stephen, this is what's happened to us." So that's been nearly a week since it's happened. The reason they didn't contact customers directly immediately, the reason they gave for that was they didn't want to create any opportunity for hackers again. So if they said that they're not sending SMSs or emails with links in them, so that customers would know that if they did receive SMSs and emails with links in them, they were scams. So it's kind of the boy who cried wolf situation here. So they chose to communicate through the media. They didn't want to create a bigger problem. So now they're individually contacting customers. Again, no links, nothing to click on, nothing to suggest, let's fix everything for you in one go. They're trying to walk customers through this.
Right. You said earlier that these hackers, these cyber criminals, were releasing sort of packets of data. When you say releasing it, putting it out there, selling
it? Yeah, on the dark web. Yeah, we heard this morning that some of these records, the 10,000 private records, included Medicare numbers, Medicare card numbers, as well as passport numbers, driver's license details. So that's the sort of information that's used to create 100 point of ID to get a credit card or a loan or a phone number. That's the worry here, is that someone could right now be applying for a credit card in your name and offering as identification your name, date of birth, Medicare card number, passport number, and driver's license number to get a credit card. So that's why we need to really keep an eye on our bank accounts, on our statements. We need to get those credit reports done just to keep an eye on the situation.
Yeah, all right, okay. And I dare say we'll hear more about this as it unfolds. But they're going to release, what, more and more of this stuff until they get the $1 million ransom?
Yeah, they're saying $1 million. They want $1 million US, but mate, it's like negotiating with terrorists. You don't negotiate with terrorists. How trustworthy is a cyber criminal going to be?
Yeah.
They're going to just get a bonus $1 million and still release the data. Yeah. Who's going to hold them to account here?
But when you say release the data, they're selling it or just putting it out there?
Just putting it out there, just to show, just to prove
that they've got it.
They've got it.
Yeah.
So they're releasing 10,000 records a day, with 10,000 out of 10 million is not much.
Yeah.
So they're just trying to prove that, yes, we do have the details, we are legit. And they're trying to get another bonus million US out of them in cryptocurrency.
Yeah, all right. Not good. Microsoft has revealed a significant update for Windows 11, which apparently is designed to make the platform more personal and secure and providing ways to make us even more productive.
Yeah.
What do you know much about this? What new feature?
This is a big update for Windows 11. And a lot of people are reluctant to update from Windows 11 from Windows 10. And I tell them that it's well worth it. It's a much better system than 10. You do need to check that your PC can handle it. There's a link on my story on Tech Guide which lets you run a check on your computer to make sure it can handle the update. But the update itself is designed, there's a lot of features for like accessibility features for people, you know, with vision problems, hard of hearing. There's a lot of those, like voice access, live captions. There's also features to help make your video calls even better. Like they've got background blur, so if your house looks a mess, you can blur the background so no one can see all your rubbish in the background.
Right.
They've also got the improved File Explorer too, so really easy to get to all your data and all your documents. And there's also added security. It's timely because they've got improved phishing detection. Now, phishing is when someone sends you an email pretending to be someone else. So you might get one that it looks like it's from your bank or from your gas company or whoever. Now with Windows 11, the latest version has this Microsoft Defender that can identify and alert users if they're about to enter their credentials into a malicious application or a malicious website. So, but you know what? You should have internet security software anyway.
Yes.
That'll help you in these situations.
If I wanted to, you know, use the update, what's the easiest way to go about doing that?
Yeah, well, first of all, go to the PC Health Check app, which I've linked on Tech Guide. That'll tell you if you're running Windows 10, it'll see if your sister can run Windows 11.
Right.
If it can, then you can do the update. You go to Windows Update, Settings, Update and Security, and then you just select Check for Updates, and then it'll pop up, and you'll be able to upgrade. So all the instructions are all on Tech Guide.
And you reckon it's definitely worth doing?
Everyone who's reluctant to upgrade, I tell them it's a much better system, it's a more secure system, and it's a faster system, and why wouldn't you want that?
Mate, your voice sounds like you've been screaming at the television you were at the game, weren't you?
I was at the game, yeah, but I've got a touch of the lurgy, mate. I did a test. I haven't got COVID. I'm negative for COVID, but I'm positive for the flu, I think.
Well, it's floating around at the moment. Boy, there's a bit that's come out after the game. South's players needing painkilling injections, a little drama between the Panthers trainer and a number of Rabbitohs players. Boy,
that really angers me. That trainer apparently is the same trainer who stopped the game last year when Parramatta was on the Penrith line because there was someone injured in back play. Same trainer.
Right.
So how do you get away with this?
Remarkable.
Jed Cartwright, who was the bloke that the trainer was sledging, because this trainer used to treat him at the club when he was playing for Penrith, he was sledging him about the back problems he had in the past, like on the field, can you believe?
Right.
And John Cartwright, which is Jed's dad, has called for, you know, John Cartwright's a legend of the game.
Yep.
He's called for this trainer to be barred for life. Like, you know, he's in a privileged position for him to be sledging players on the field during a game.
Yeah.
That, to me, is beyond the pale. He's got to go.
Yeah. And what about Luttrell, apparently full of painkilling injections, and hence we didn't see much of him during the game?
Yeah, well, now all these stories are coming out, mate. Yeah. Campbell Graham had a broken rib for the last 3 weeks, and Jai Arrow was needled up with a groin injury, and, mate, they gave their best, but unfortunately, mate, we were a jalopy leaking fuel. We were playing against the Rolls-Royce, unfortunately. They were all fitting well and had a break, so... A 12-0 up, I was thinking, okay, how many grand final tickets am I going to buy? I was planning the day. But then before halftime, mate, those two quick tries in the 4 minutes, that was it. That was us done.
Yeah. There's always next year, mate. It's always.
I know. We've been saying that for the last 5 years, mate, when we get to these preliminary finals. But hopefully we'll be saying, we're in playing another grand final.
Well, Knights fans have been saying it for over 20 years now, Stephen.
I feel for you.
All right. Always good to talk to you, mate.
Thanks a lot, Richard. Take care.
We'll catch up next week. You too. Stephen Finnick, our IT and gadget guru. His website, which is a ripper, techguide.com.au. And that's the place to go if you want to find out about Windows 11. He's got that link there to make sure your computer, laptop, whatever can handle it. Sounds like it's worth getting, though, the Windows 11 update.